I'm Dave Drexler. On this segment of Inside Art, we feature a new locally produced film that follows a young San Diegan's complicated and often comic journey of self-discovery through society's minefields of religions, customs, and political correctness. It's About Alex is a completely local project created by longtime vocalist, songwriter, and first-time filmmaker Candy Silva Cortez, whose original music is also part of the film. The movie will be screening tomorrow, January 23rd, at Martini's Above 4th in Hillcrest, starting at 7 p.m., and I'm pleased to be joined by its creator, Candy Silva Cortez. Candy, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Inside Art.
Hi, Dave. Thank you very much for inviting me to join you. This is a pleasure.
And it's fun to bring on a first-time filmmaker, and a person of a certain age who is kind of realizing a dream to some degree. How did you get started doing this project?
Well, it had a sort of bittersweet beginning. About 4 years ago, my husband, Victor, passed away very suddenly. It was unexpected. And I was dealing with it well, I thought. I was doing working, you know, lots of gigs, I do voiceovers as well, different things. And I was at my friend's studio, Rick Bowman. He has a sound studio. And I was auditioning for a voiceover thing, a math thing, I think. And I was trying to do it right. And I was saying stuff like, you know, point A intersects at point B. When is it? And he said, well, okay, you try it again. And I did the same thing. I was always breaking down. And he said, well, what are you doing to get over, you know, Victor's death? And I said, well, I'm working. He said, well, it's not working. You need to do something else. So I said, well, like what? He said, well, you should make a movie, for example. I said, well, I have no idea how to do that. He said, that's inconsequential. You'll be able to do it. He says, you just need to start writing a script. I said, well, I don't know anyone to do the sound. He said, I'll do the sound. And my friend Bill Perrine, he's a local, you know, cameraman and does all sorts of things. He says he'll do the camera work. And so you just have to come up with a story. And so I thought, and I thought, well, let's see, who'll do whatever I want for free? My son. So I thought, well, okay. So that's my son, Marcus Cortez. He's the protagonist in the movie. And I thought, well, he'll do it for free. And so I started writing. I went home and started writing. A young gay man in San Diego, dot, dot, dot. And spent about a year writing the script and persuaded him to do it. And my daughter also has a role. She was very camera shy, but she did a great job. And a lot of local San Diego actors volunteered, people I didn't even know. They just volunteered their services. They did it for free, and they all did a wonderful job. And I was just very fortunate. And by the time the angst of making the movie and the drama of all that was over, I was doing well. I was functioning.
You were transformed.
I was transformed. And wow. Yeah, I've always been a singer and actress and songwriter, and I've had my songs, you know, filed away like we songwriters do in a drawer for years and years.
And you were able to bring them into this project then?
Oh, yes. I made it happen. The guy that, the fellow that did the soundtrack.
Alan Phillips.
He's a terrific keyboard percussionist. And he produced the soundtrack and wrote another tune for the movie too. So he helped me do that. And yeah, he says, I told you so. He'd been telling me for 10 years. I said, well, I have all these songs. He goes, just write a movie. I thought, about what? But it just happened. And it's topical. It deals with things. It deals with anti-Muslim sentiment that's, you know, very prevalent now. And my son, who likes to wear a little beard, which I always say, could you cut off the beard? Anyway, he does get, you know, hassled for that, stopped, and, you know, different stuff.
Because he resembles?
Because he resembles a Muslim person, so he does go through that. Okay. And so that was incorporated into the film, and a girl from my agent helped me too, Carol Shaman Freitas. She has an agency here. She let me use her office. I persuaded her to be in it, and a lot of people on her talent roster list, in it. So one of them, I went into her office, and there was this gorgeous girl at the desk. I said, oh my God, who's that? She said, well, that's Susan Abbott. I said, Abawi, what's that? She says, Afghani. I was like, yes. I says, how'd you like to be in my movie? I didn't even know her. And she immediately said, you know, what do you want me to do? And she, you know, wore the hijab and did the whole trip. And she was just charming and gorgeous. So I had, you know, real people. I can say I have every color and probably every religion in this movie. And so I like that. So I'm able to, you know, represent all the different groups. And so
it's not easy, though, to come up with a story that works, that has a through line and a thread and is funny. And those are the things that are part of this film.
Well, thank you. It's semi-biographical. I actually dedicated it to my husband, to my late husband, Victor, because he loved cinema. Our wall is lined with movies from Birth of a Nation to everything. You know, we have all these movies, and he always wanted to be an actor and a cameraman and all those things. And he could tell you who directed what, who's up for the awards. I mean, that was his thing. So I thought, well, and he appears in it posthumously. So he's part of the story. So, I mean, I can't give away, of course, the story, but he's in there. He's in there. And there's just quirky stuff about family secrets, which, I mean, I don't know about your family, but, you know, mine kept, you know, some major bombshells quiet for 30 years that I found out later. Who's adopted? What? You know, so these kind of things happen. So that's part of the story. And my girlfriend, Rachel Drexler, you might know her, Dave.
Yeah, full disclosure, that's my sister, who's a very talented artist.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Vocalist and a wonderful actress. I'm not an actor. I said, Rachel, you'll be great. She plays my son's mom, and she's hilarious and great. So I was just fortunate to have all these people come together. And so there are elements of truth and, you know, some elements of fiction. And Marcus has, that's my son, he has a dating spree kind of thing in there with all the disaster date things, like the Coming to America thing where you're like, oh, no. And you just, there's different guys that he dates that are all just horribly wrong, but hilarious. So it's great.
I think one of the fun things for anybody who sees this is that it's really captured here in San Diego. It's all, you'll recognize everything that you see. And that's really fun. I don't think I've had that experience, and don't take this in the wrong way, since Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yes, I know. Well, yes, that has a quite a cult following. I'd love to have a cult following.
You would.
Like
I mean,
that.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, there's shots of Chula Vista where I'm a native of Chula Vista, North Park scenes, and Imperial Beach is included in the final shot. So there's a lot of local beauty here, as you know, if you live here, if you're lucky enough to live here.
Okay, so as a first-time filmmaker, mm-hmm. what are some of the hurdles, obstacles, technically, that you have to deal with?
Well, you have to get a great cameraman and a great sound man because, you know, I don't know how to do that stuff. And they were wonderful. And you have to just be able to improvise. One of the girls in the film, Carol Martin, is just gorgeous. And she called me that day and said, I really feel terrible and I can't, you know, I can hardly talk. And so she got there and said, I don't think I can do it. I said, no problem. You'll be mute in the thing. It'll be great. I'll show you, because my son and daughter know sign language. I said, we'll show you a few signs, and you'll write your stuff out, and it'll be great. And she was just a trooper and said, well, I think I can make it. And she even did a great vomit scene. I mean, it was great. So, you know, you got to have one of those in parties, because that's, you know, shows that it's a successful party.
So if you were to do another film, what would you do differently, or how would you do it in a different way? Or,
well, if I recoup the money from this film, then I'll think about doing another film. I mean, it was wonderful. It was terrifying. It was exhilarating. It was nerve-wracking. My girlfriend, Joy, who plays in the movie as well, did everything for me. I said, we need paperwork. Okay, what is this? A location release. Okay, she'd get that. She'd get the actor's releases. She'd go to the store and be the caterer. She'd, you know. So there's all these things. Script supervisor. So there were no people to do all these things. It was myself and my girlfriend, Joy. We were everything.
It took about a year of your life, right, to do it all?
About a year, but a wonderful year, a wonderful year. And just the act of doing it, just the act of completing something, whatever it is, if you say, because everyone says, well, you know, I'm going to write that novel or whatever you're going to do. Well, it doesn't happen. So if you actually start something and complete it, that right there is worth it. That's worth it. That's the accomplishment, is doing something you set out to do and making people happy along the way. And it's pretty funny. So making people laugh and just enjoying it. It doesn't matter if you get your money back. It's like you did the thing. You did the thing. It's like singing or performing. You know, I've always said, well, you know, you haven't, wouldn't you like to do, you know, Carnegie Hall or something? I said, well, you know, no, it doesn't matter if you're in Carnegie Hall or if you're playing at someone's birthday party. If you're doing a great job, you're doing a great job. And that's what matters. It doesn't matter how many people are out there going, yeah, you're fantastic. It doesn't matter. It's you put forth your best effort all the time. And that's what you do. And you make people happy.
Well, let's talk about the screening tomorrow at Martinis Above 4th in Hillcrest. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going to happen there. It's more than just the screening. There's music associated with this.
Oh, it's much more than a screening. Because beforehand, we're going to have some music, some of the songs from the soundtrack. A couple of people that you know are on the soundtrack. Rachel Drexler. Oh, okay. How about that? So she's going to be performing. Janice Edwards. I think people around town know her. Mm-hmm. And there's a gospel song I wrote that she's on. And Carl Overton. And Nathan Fry and Andy Anderson, they're regular performers also at Martinis. They were also on my soundtrack, and they did a great job. So the music is going to be worth going. And then stay for the movie, because there's no cover charge. And the owner informed me that there will be happy hour prices. So, hey, you know, what could be better?
You just show up, right?
Just show up and bring your friends. Bring them down.
Where can people go to get more information about It's About Alex?
On the website, It's About Alex, there's a contact to my email. And just contact me, and I'll give you all the information you need. And
you'll even sell them a copy.
I'll sell you a copy and the soundtrack for a great deal.
Oh, it sounds like fun. It's a great project. It's About Alex by first-time filmmaker in San Diego, Candy Silva Cortez. Thanks for joining us on Inside Art.
Thank you, Dave, and I'll see you at Martinis.
The film It's About Alex will be screened Monday, January 23rd at Martinis Above 4th at 3940 4th Avenue in Hillcrest, starting at 7 p.m. You can see the trailer and learn more about It's About Alex at itsaboutalexmovie.com. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. If you missed any of tonight's program, you can listen to it again online at jazz88.org/insideart. Again, my thanks to Candy Silva Cortez and Christopher Ashley. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Good night.